I've been in the foreign trade business for over 30 years and never have I experienced such difficulty as this year. We've been operating at a loss since the beginning of the year. The situation has become more severe as one of our major American clients has gone bankrupt. We used to receive stable orders of around $400,000 every month, but now there are no orders at all. I'm really panicking. Thankfully, they don't owe us any money. Our regular clients are dwindling and we're making no progress in developing new ones. It feels like there's no one new to reach out to, leaving me quite lost. The monthly expenses of over $100,000 are becoming unbearable and I don't foresee the situation improving in the short term. I'm extremely anxious.
Doing foreign trade has been incredibly challenging this year. Fewer people are coming to the Canton Fair. In the past few years, the US was printing money like crazy. Workers could get 500 or 600 without working and then went on a shopping spree. The cost of shipping containers and getting them out was very high. There were containers being sent out but none coming back, leading to a domestic production frenzy of new containers. Now the US has stopped distributing money and there's a joke that Americans are too busy selling off the inventory they accumulated over the past 2 years to place new orders in China. Once they clear their stock, there might be new orders. Another factor is the establishment of new factories in Indonesia and Vietnam. Their lower taxes, labor costs, and rental costs mean they are capturing the orders that would have gone to China. Foreign trade is considered one of the three pillars driving China's economy and is a vital component of the country's financial stability. While the Chinese government continues to publicly tout the robust state of its foreign trade economy, various indicators from the industry suggest that the Chinese economy is teetering on the brink of decline or even collapse. China Ocean Shipping Company Limited, COSCO, China's largest shipping enterprise, offers a clear glimpse into the state of China's foreign trade through its performance data. As a flagship public company and capital platform mainly engaged in shipping and port operation, COSCO's financial reports are highly indicative of the health of China's shipping industry. The company's financial statements for the first quarter and the first three quarters of 2023, released in April and October respectively, reveal the real state of China's foreign trade that year. On April 28th, COSCO published its financial result for the first quarter of 2023. The report showed a total revenue of 47 billion yuan, a year-on-year decrease of 55%, and a net profit of 7 billion yuan, down 74% compared to the same period the previous year. The third quarter report in October showed even more significant declines. For that period, COSCO's achieved a revenue of 42.7 billion yuan, down 60% year-on-year, and a net profit attributable to the parent company of 5.5 billion yuan, a decrease of 83% compared to the first quarter. The report also summarized the group's revenue for the first three quarters, which reached 135 billion yuan, down 5.7 billion yuan year-on-year, with a net profit of 22 billion yuan, a decrease of 77%. Furthermore, there was a noticeable drop in cargo volume. COSCO's container shipping business transported 7 million standard containers in the first three quarters, a decrease of 6% compared to the previous year. The Trans-Pacific route experienced the highest drop in cargo volume, with a decline of 10% for the first three quarters. Regarding routes, both the Trans-Pacific and Asia-Europe routes, including the Mediterranean, suffered substantial decline in revenue, each falling by nearly 70% year-on-year for the third quarter and the first three quarters. These figures paint a concerning picture for China's foreign trade sector, signaling a downward trend that could have significant implications for the broader economy. In response to the decline in performance in 2023, COSCO attributes this primarily to changes in the supply and demand of the container shipping industry. The average value of the China Containerized Freight Index, CCFI, fell by 68.5% year-on-year, significantly impacting revenues. Despite a high base of comparison from the previous year, this year's shipping performance still saw a substantial decline. As reported by China Fund News, the shipping industry is highly cyclical, and COSCO's shipping performance boomed in 2021 and 2022 due to favorable market conditions. However, in earlier years, the company's annual net profits were only in the range of 1 to 2 billion yuan, or even at a loss. COSCO's shipping does not acknowledge that the decline in performance is related to a decrease in import and export business volume, or the overall economic situation in China. As a state-owned enterprise sanctioned by the US, its external stance is predictable and aligns with the CCP's consistent narrative to its people and internationally. Netizens have found clues in data released by China's General Administration of Customs. According to October figures, China's goods exports amounted to $272 billion, a 2% increase compared to the same period last year. However, net exports of $53.7 billion were down by a staggering 37% compared to the same period last year, indicating a substantial decline in net exports. Some netizens have shared real-time data on appointments for entering the Yantian International Container Terminal in Shenzhen. According to these users, the terminal, which usually requires reservation, is now showing over 80% of its daily 13,000 appointment slot empty, highlighting a clear decrease in import and export business volumes.
These are the mountains of empty containers at the Shenzhen Yantian terminal, everywhere. Exports this year have really cooled down.
Meanwhile, the latest import and export data released by China's General Administration of Customs on November 7 also shed light on the situation. The administration reported that in October 2023, China's total import and export amounted to $493 billion, down by 2.5%. Exports amounted to $275 billion, down by 6.4%, while imports stood at $218 billion, up by 3%. The trade surplus of $56.5 billion narrowed by 31%. This indicates that China's exports have been declining for 6 consecutive months, while imports have seen positive growth after 5 consecutive months of decline. Import and export data for foreign invested enterprises in China also corroborate the significant downturn in China's import and export activities. Foreign invested enterprises in China had a total import and export value of 10 trillion yuan, down by 9%, accounting for 30% of China's total foreign trade. Exports amounted to 5.7 trillion yuan, down by 9%, and imports to 4.8 trillion yuan, down by 9%. In the first 10 months, the total value of goods trade fell by 6% year on year, with exports down by 5.6% and imports by 6.5%. China's total trade value with its major trading partners has also seen an almost universal decline. According to Hong Kong's Economic Daily, ASEAN, China's largest trading partner, saw bilateral trade totaling 747 billion yuan, down by 5%, with exports falling by 5.3% and imports by 4.7%. The European Union, ranked second, had a trade value of 655 billion yuan, down by 7.5%, with exports falling by 10.6% and imports by 1.3%. The United States, ranked third, saw trade fall by 13% to also 655 billion yuan, with exports down by 15.4% and imports by 5.8%. Among all of China's major trading partners, Taiwan experienced the largest decline at 18.4%, followed by South Korea at 15.7%, the Philippines at 15.6%, New Zealand at 15.1%, Japan at 12.2%, the Netherlands at 10%, Germany at 8.9%, and others. Addressing the weakening of China's import and export activities, Zhou Hao, an economist at Guotai Junnan International, observed the data of October starkly contrasted with market expectations. Poor export figures could potentially harm market confidence. Media analysis suggests that the decline in Chinese exports indicates suppressed global demand for Chinese goods. As consumers and businesses worldwide grapple with slowing growth and rising borrowing costs, this means that China may have to rely on domestic growth drivers for economic development this year and possibly into 2024, which will be a challenging endeavor. Julia Evans Pritchard, an economist at the London-based consultancy Capital Economics, predicts a continued decline in Chinese exports for several months, bottoming out around mid-next year. Data on foreign orders indicates that external demands for Chinese export is falling more sharply than what Chinese customs data reveals. So the downward trend in Chinese exports may not have ended yet. In actual fact, China's import and export data have already been worsening since May this year, even experiencing a three-month consecutive decline from May to July. As per the released data, export dropped 7.5% in May, 12.4% in June, and an even larger 14.5% in July, with imports decreasing 4.5%, 6.8%, and 12.4% respectively. The drop in July marked a new three-year high. Import data from China to Russia also showed historic fluctuations, with July imports decreasing 8% year-on-year to $9 billion, a stark contrast to the 15.7% growth in June and the first decline since February 2021. Until October, China's import and export remained weak, continued the trend of a faltering external trade economy. Industry insiders claim that their practical experiences with import-export fluctuations are more severe than official data suggest. Mr. Zhang from Zhejiang, involved in exporting communications equipment, shared with the media that their exports are primarily to Southeast Asia, Central Asia, Europe, and America. In the first quarter, their export volume fell by 20% year-on-year and 30% in the second quarter. His company exported $9 million in 2022, but only $3 million in the first 7 months of this year. He expects a 50% decrease in annual exports, but noted that his situation is still not as bad as his peers, who are experiencing even more severe declines. An unnamed expert from an official research institution mentioned that the poor performance in foreign trade continuing the downward trend from May to July was expected. Given this year's economic situation, stabilizing foreign trade is increasingly challenging for China. The ongoing domestic economic deterioration, 3 years of pandemic-induced strain, frequent industry crises, among other factors, are exerting immense pressures on China's domestic demand and foreign trade. Factors such as the economic slowdown in Europe and America, U.S. decoupling, falling international commodity prices, and the tepid domestic demand are expected to perpetuate weak foreign trade through the end of the year. The impact on China's foreign trade scenario has affected companies beyond COSCO's shipping. China International Marine Containers, CIMC, a leading container manufacturer in China, also reported significant profit declines. CIMC, a provider of logistics and energy equipment and solutions whose fortunes are closely tied to foreign trade, is experiencing a downturn. The company's latest quarterly report showed revenues of 95 billion yuan for the first three quarters, down 13%, and net profits of 4.96 billion yuan, down 84%. As production of shipping containers significantly decreases, the situation of containers accumulation in Chinese ports has worsened. Data indicates that the number of containers arriving at the ports far exceed those leaving. A shortfall in manufacturing export orders has led to a slump in the demand for export maritime shipping, resulting in a decline in shipping prices. Consequently, CIMC's revenue for both the third quarter and the first three quarters has been severely impacted, with net profits reaching an all-time low. The trade turmoil has placed significant pressure on China's import-export businesses, compounded by internal economics challenges such as multiple industry crises, real estate difficulties, and waning consumer confidence. To stimulate economic growth, the Beijing government recently announced several measures, including relaxed lending rules by the central bank and top financial regulatory bodies. However, analysts suggest these steps might be ineffective due to a slowing labor market and unstable household income expectations. Even as the easing of pandemic policies has revived shopping, tourism, and dining, more people are becoming frugal with their spending. Social media platforms are filled with discussions on consumption downgrade and finding value for money products. Regarding China's economic situation, mainland economist and president of the Ruixi Financial Research Institute, Guan Qingyou stated in a Chinese financial news media, Yitai, the core issue of China's economy is not the often discussed three drivers, consumption, exports, and investment, but rather an active market, an effective market mechanism, good government market relations, and the confidence that tomorrow will be better than today.